There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
On location at the Fargo Dome today for the Food Service of America Food Expo with What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon, brought to you in part today by our friends at Heedalls Auto Parts. Heedalls has it. They have the parts you need, guarantee it, but they also have great people. We'll tell you another story of one of the Heedalls professionals coming up here in a little bit on the program. Congressman Kevin Cramer will join us for the Talk Radio Town Hall here in just a little bit. We're also going to talk with Clint Romachet, who serves on the Veterans Advisory Board for Congressman Cramer. And we've chatted with Clint before, had the honor of talking with him about his incredible story. He's a Medal of Honor winner, Afghanistan war vet, and proudly now a North Dakota resident, which is pretty darn cool. So look forward to chatting with Clint, celebrating veterans, getting ahead of Memorial Day. It's a good opportunity to do that today on the program, and we will. Bottom of the hour, we will just go to the regular Talk Radio Town Hall format. Already a number of emails that have come in and a couple of questions. You can call in anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with comments on the program, with questions for Congressman Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall on Wednesday, or just guest suggestions, anything you like at 855-200-1776. That's a 24/7 What's On Your Mind line. When we're live on the air, you press 1, and you can... What is it, Todd? Is it 2 to leave a message and 1 to chat with us on the air? I always forget. But you'll hear the prompts when you call. 855-200-1776. And you could also text Todd, of course.
701-226-8503. I don't want you to get the wrong number out again. And
yeah, he thought I wouldn't remember it, but I do remember it now. I just had a little bit of
a... Make some poor soul get a bunch of texts that are all angry at you. And it's not even getting sent to the right place.
Well, I had a senior moment yesterday, and I forgot the number. I said the wrong number, so Todd won't let me live it down. I talked to Mike a moment ago from Food Service of America, and Mike was telling me his turf where he calls on restaurants down in Flasher and Lemon. And I said, where's the, you know, just give me a restaurant I've never heard of before that you think I ought to try, just because I want to tell Todd about one when we come back from break. He said, Shade Hill, South Dakota, Somerville store. Astrid is the owner. Best German food ever. See, this is why I'm at the Fargo Dome, hanging out with the Food Services of America people, because these are the folks that call on the restaurants that you and I, you know, are trying to find the best burger, the best pie, the whole deal. And the slab bacon, by the way, I'm telling you what, are you kidding me? You can't even believe how good it is. It is so good. I'll get a picture up on Facebook before we're done
today.
You just
love torturing me, don't you?
We're at the Cloverdale Big Flavor Tour. I call it the Cloverdale Wagon. The big old yellow wagon, you can't miss it. It's great fun at the Fargo Dome today for the Food Service of America. But anybody that buys or sells food for a living, they're here and going to be here all day long. And they're sampling all kinds of great food. Which brings me to my first question for our guest, Congressman Kevin Cramer, in the Talk Radio Town Hall today on the program. That Phil Parker said I needed to ask Congressman Cramer. And, you know, Phil and Mark, they kind of they run the show. So when they ask us to ask questions, we ask questions. Congressman Cramer, how are you?
Well, was that the question? I'm doing very well, thank you. That
was not the question.
Oh, that's not it. Did it get harder after this?
So Phil knew there was going to be food here, and I just was over at the Cloverdale breakfast section, and they have links and they have patties, and so I was supposed to ask you when it comes to breakfast meat, links or patties?
Okay, that's a tough one. I will tell you, generally speaking, in restaurants, when I order breakfast, if the choice is between links or patties, I get patties. However, to me, that's more a function of logistics than it is necessarily taste, just because patties are a little easier to deal with. They don't fly off the plate when I, you know, and they don't squirt at you when you break the skin, you know what I'm saying?
I was wondering how you're going to try to not lose half the vote there with that answer, but that's good.
This morning at the Capitol Hill Club, I had three links, just so you know.
Wow.
So I'm not against either one.
See, it
he's
depends
an equal
on the
opportunity sausage eater. That's good to know.
If it's Cloverdale, I like them all. But I would generally say bacon first, then one of each.
Well, bacon. Last night I had bacon wrapped. Styrofoam, and it was delicious. So.
Bacon wrapped styrofoam.
Listen,
please,
my point,
you're going to explain
the point
that
being
one.
Anything with bacon is fabulous. Right?
That's my point.
I'm with
okay,
it. Right. Yeah,
that's my point.
Oh, it's too good. Anyway, we appreciate the Talk Radio Town Hall, and you have kind of a special treat for us today in this first edition of the program, and a special guest that serves you in a unique way. Go ahead and introduce your guest for us.
Really? Well, who's there? I mean, anybody I know?
Well, how many Medal of Honor winners do you have on your advisory committee?
So, Clinton Romachet is our guest, and I haven't talked to Clint for a while, so this is a special privilege for me as well. Yes, I could tell many stories. I could spend the first half hour telling about all the great things Clint Romachet has done and why he's an American hero, and sort of the unique qualities that he brought to his service in the military, and of course the great qualities he brings to me as a member of my Veterans Advisory Board. But I have to tell you, probably of all of his qualities that I love the most is his humility, which is of course consistent with service and heroism. And so it's great that he's joined us for this sort of special Talk Radio Town Hall emphasis on veterans as we prepare for Memorial Day.
Sergeant Romachet, nice to have you. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, and I appreciate it once again, Scott, for having me on. And Congressman Kramer, it's been a while, and I hope you're doing well.
I'm doing well. Thank you very much.
I want to start, really. You serve with a lot of wonderful veterans on this Veterans Advisory Board, and I love the idea, Congressman Kramer. I think it's marvelous. But I'm curious, Clint, from the perspective of a veteran, what can we do better? What do we need to do better as fellow taxpaying citizens of the United States for our veterans, in your mind?
You know, in my mind, it's pretty simple. It's look at what we're doing now and let's fix it. Because what we're doing now isn't quite hitting the mark as well as it should be. And that comes with holding those promises made to our veterans, accountable for it. When we get told we're going to fix a problem, we fix it. We don't just keep kind of dancing around the key issues or putting, as we call, Band-Aids on arteries. We've got some pretty major trauma going on in our VA system and transitioning soldiers coming out of the military. And with Memorial Day coming up, you know, it's more than just a three-day weekend to get with friends and barbecue and hang out. It's truly a day of remembering what was laid before us to give us the rights we have today of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that's what we've got to look forward to perpetuate that message to the generation of our country that's going to take it over and be our future leaders.
And Kevin, talk about how Clint and others on that committee have helped you understand what needs to be done and how that's worked to give you the blueprint to go fix some things.
Well, it's really amazing that, as we've been dealing, for example, with we passed some legislation that's tried to fix things, but everything needs to be experimented for a little while, it seems, although it blows me away how long it takes. But a specific example is with regard to the choice card. And, that was a big deal last year. And the bill that we were able to get out of the House and the Senate and became law that provided veterans who are more than 40 miles from their VA facility the opportunity to use their choice card at the facility that's nearest to them, or they could go to the local clinic or hospital. Well, and by the way, in rural America, like North Dakota, that's really profound. I mean, that's a big deal when you're 300 miles from the Fargo VA facility, or you're 100 miles from your CBOC, community based outreach clinic. And but then we found out in the rural process, remember, Congress passes these laws, and then the VA fashions the rules. They considered the 40 miles as the crow flies, as opposed to how you'd get there by car. No, you can't. I mean, I chuckle because it's so ridiculous to think that some bureaucrat somewhere thought that the 40 miles meant if you could get in, catch a ride with a bird, that was how you're going to measure the 40 miles. And so we fixed that in the law this year. But in the meantime, we also advocated for them to change the rule, and they did. It only makes sense. It'd be 40 miles driving, not flying. On top of that, it still appears that the bureaucracy itself, and these are things we pick up from, these are things I pick up from my Veterans Advisory Board. So these are veterans and veterans advocates, employers of veterans that tell me these things, these real firsthand, real life stories. So it makes it very easy for me to come back here and say, wait, here's what I've learned from my veterans. They've told me this specifically, these specific examples of how they still had to wait, multiple days because the person on the other end of the line didn't have the authority to give them the permission to use their choice card. And so I said, well, we've got to change that to where the default is to the benefit of the veteran, not to the benefit of the bureaucracy, as an example. So, and by the way, this is not something I necessarily dreamt up, but I can tell you that we've been recognized for our Veterans Advisory Board as a best practice in Congress and provided the opportunity.
Number one is a neat honor and an honor to you, Kevin, right. But also causes you to scratch your head about the other members of Congress to say this was a new idea from Congressman Kramer. My gosh, more coming up. Don't go away.
Yeah. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property right issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
I'm Insignia James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
You need a truck? S&S Motors, Watford City's the place. Brent Sanford and the team at S&S Motors are the best. I love my new Ford F-150. Tell you what, did I save a pile, and you can too at S&S Motors in Watford City. Call them at 701-444-2341. And if you need a new truck, they'll find it for you, whatever you want, whatever make, model, and they'll have it delivered. It's a great deal. 701-444-2341, S&S Motors, Watford City, or stop and see them at 1204 4th Avenue Northeast in Watford City. You're going to love them.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
At the Fargo Dome, Food Service of America Food Expo happening here today. So folks that are buying and selling food for a living are here, and they are being treated to some incredible food. I mean, there's Blue Bunny ice cream in Cloverdale Meats, and, you know, I mean, I could go on.
Well, now you're going to bring ice cream in.
Yeah, every kind of food you can imagine. So.
Darn it.
Yeah, anyway, if you buy or sell food, come on by. Say hi. We'd love to see you. We're next to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Wagon and the Big Flavor Tour, the big old yellow. Same one we're out tailgating with advising games. So great fun. Chatting today with Congressman Kevin Cramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall as a special guest member of his Veterans Service Veterans Advisory Board. And I didn't mean to be flippant about that, Kevin, but isn't it crazy you have to go as a member of Congress from North Dakota to Congress and say, hey, we have a Veterans Service Board. They go, good idea, Congressman Cramer, given that you're in, what, the 120th Congress? What are we in now, 119th? You'd think they'd have figured it out at maybe, you know, 100 or 80.
Yeah, well, we're the 114th. But, yeah, no, you're right. And it's probably been done before. It's probably been done by others. But for some reason, it evidently hadn't been recognized by somebody or anybody. I don't really know. In fact, it might have helped that Clint Romiche agreed to be a member of our advisory board. He's quite a celebrity in veterans circles, as you know, Scott. In fact, it'll always be one of the highest honors I've ever had was attending his ceremony and being over at the Pentagon when all of the brass, including the secretary and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs and all of his battle buddies were sitting around and he received, was inducted into the Hall of Honors at the Pentagon, thinking that this guy from, you know, living in Minot, North Dakota, raising his family, working, you know, he was my constituent. And I sat there thinking, how did a guy from Kindred land in this place, except that I had a hero, that I get to represent in Congress. And, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, no kidding. And we should talk about that day. You and I have chatted before in the air, and I remember it well and love every time hearing the story. But for folks that haven't heard about your service in Afghanistan and what led to you being a Medal of Honor recipient, bring us back to October 3rd, 2009, when you and your fellow soldiers were taking on some Taliban and were outnumbered.
You know, it was a day that I couldn't say we seen coming, but, you know, it was, you weren't surprised when it happened. The situation was less than desirable, but like soldiers from conflicts past to current conflicts to unfortunately future ones, you know, they deal with being put in less than desirable positions all the time. And it's, you know, what they do though. They look at these challenges, they see these situations, and that's what they give up when they go to serve our country, is that ability to basically say, I'm going to take my ball and go home today because what we're doing is less than smart. And we were at a pretty strategic disadvantage with being in an outpost in the low ground with about 52 Americans, and we got hit by approximately 300 or 400 Taliban fighters. The fight ensued for almost 13 hours straight. We lost eight great Americans that day, unfortunately. But by the end of it, though, with great teamwork and relying on each other, knowing just we're doing our jobs, and we're doing it for each other because, you know, we don't hate the enemy in front of us. We love those beside us and those that support us. And we overcame and we're triumphant.
And I know you've talked before about, but, you know, with all that heroism, which is nothing incredible, I mean, literally, the story did just one hundredth of a percentage of the overall story, phenomenal, outnumbered, you know, by he and 50 others taking on more than 300, and your greatest regret is that you couldn't save more, even though you saved an incredible amount of lives as a result of that. You still have that regret about not wanting to leave anybody behind, right?
Well, that's the benefit now of Congressman Cramer coming to me and asking me to be on the Veterans Advisory Board is, yeah, that day, you know, you always want to save more and you always want to bring everybody home, but that's, you know, just can't be the case at all times. But moving forward in the future, though, being able to be on the board to help advise and understand that we've got on average 22 veterans a day that are committing suicide, and to be able to have Congressman Cramer's ear and say, look, here's some of the things we see as veterans at the ground level that we have been through that needs to be fixed to help stop this, to help continue to move forward with guys coming back and their challenges they face as they integrate, really has been a great honor to even be asked to sit on it. And I know as we sat there in Devil's Lake, quite a little little while ago now, Congressman Cramer. You know, you could tell when you were talking to Congressman Cramer, he was actually listening. Because a lot of times you talk to people that can make a difference, and they kind of give you the north-south nod of the head. But yet, you can look in his eyes, and you could tell by the frantic notes he was taking and the exclamation points he was putting at the end of those sentences that action was going to be taken. And it's a long, hard road that doesn't just happen overnight. But, you know, we're continuing forward to continue to help and save lives.
That's great. Jake in East Grand Forks, question for Congressman Cramer and comment for Clint. Go ahead, Jake.
Hey, Jake. I get to speak to a Medal of Honor recipient. And, hey, thanks for your service, brother, and for the guys you lost, man. They'll definitely be in my thoughts and prayers, as all the other guys are this weekend, so, and every day. But, hey, I got some issues with – thanks for all your work that you guys do with the VA. I'm a little spun up about this topic, so if I get a little bit loud, it's not directed towards anybody other than the government. I'm 100% disabled through the VA, and along with my award, or the day after I got my award letter, I was got another letter that said, oh, by the way, you can't own weapons anymore. Well, that doesn't really go over very well with veterans. So my wife owns quite a few guns nonetheless, currently. And I lost my concealed carry permit. I can't own a gun. I can't own a weapon in my own home, but they can let me check my weapon on the plane before I go to Iraq. Doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't make sense to me, that Jake. Thank you for your service as well. And one of the things I might say in response to your situation regarding your disability as well. One of the areas where the VA, in my mind, and we've just been so negligent, is when a veteran, upon retirement or a discharge, earns veterans benefits. And if you're disabled, you earn, and I use the word earn, and I'll use it a lot, you earn disability benefits as well, as there's some benefit to being disabled. The VA has this bizarre notion that somehow one should counter the other. In other words, if you have a disability, a certain percentage of disability, they subtract then from your other benefits, which you've earned both. I guess that's what I keep saying.
Yeah.
You've earned both. So we've been trying to correct that since I've gotten to Congress for a long time, trying to make sure that, look, if you earn two benefits, you should get both benefits. If you earn three or four, you get all of them, including, by the way, your surviving spouse. So this has been an area first of all, it was brought to my attention by our own veterans and my Veterans Advisory Board, and that we've been fighting hard for. But with regard to the guns, Jake, I've heard this from a couple of others as well. Scott, in fact, one of our members of my board that you know has a similar situation. If you have a particular case, I'd sure love to take it up.
Hang on, Jake. Appreciate the call. Appreciate the call, Jake. Up against the break, so I got to run. I do want to give Clint a chance to respond here on the way back. I don't know if we have anything else for Jake, but we'll keep him there. Others waiting to weigh in as well. More coming up on the Talk Radio Town Hall on What's On Your Mind. Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercourt Building Systems. Jesse Ebert, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercourt building?
All North American made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercourtbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hedolls has it, your complete auto parts headquarters. They're the folks that can supply everything you need, from belts to your car to bed liner systems for your pickup truck. I mean, they have a radiator service, from the largest industrial units to the smallest radiator. They service them all. They make you about any hydraulic or air conditioning hose you need. Those machine shops are legendary. It's incredible. But you know what else Hedolls has? The people. I tell you what, great folks, great auto parts professionals. ASE certified in all their locations. And I get to chat with them, and I love it. Talking to Al Bosch the other day in Bismarck. And he has been with Hedolls since 1972. So, and that's not uncommon. And family members that are part of the team and everything else. Been there a long time. Had, I think, his uncle was working there originally and then came to work there. So it's a good example. So... we always ask the Hedolls professionals, you know, what's your first vehicle? And they all come with a great story. Al Bosch's was in high school, a 1959 Studebaker Lark, his very first vehicle. Paid him bought it from his uncle for $79. And you're not going to believe this, but it was actually pink. I can't even believe that. So think about that. So if you get in to see Al Bosch at the Hedolls location in Bismarck, you ask him, how could you buy a pink Studebaker? Hedolls has it online at Hedolls.com. Tell them Scott sent you. Chat with Congressman Kevin Cramer in our talk radio town halls we do every Wednesday. We're live at the Fargo Dome today for the Food Service of America Food Expo. And we're also celebrating Memorial Day, which is coming up this weekend. I have a theory we do not in this country have a proper recognition of what Memorial Day is about. And it usually becomes a big weekend. You referenced this earlier, Clint, you know, like, let's go to the lake, or what's on the menu, right? Rather than, why are we doing this? What is this about? I think the same thing about Veterans Day, for that matter. But we need July 4th, you know. We forget the real reason behind it. We don't want to do that. We don't want to be part of that crowd. So honored today to have a veteran, United States Army Staff Sergeant Clint Romachet with us, Medal of Honor recipient for his heroic actions in Afghanistan in a firefight. He serves as a member of Congressman Kevin Cramer's Veterans Advisory Board, and so we invited him on the program today both to honor his service and also talk a little bit about how with this board we're honoring other veterans and their service as well. Guys, before the break, I can't remember. I think, Kevin, you thought we should have Clint respond to what Jake had to say?
Yeah, if he would.
Yeah, but, you know, I've heard that before from other various soldiers I've dealt with getting out of the military, like Jake was saying about, you know, as you apply for your benefits, and there's certain stigmas that go behind some of the conditions soldiers come back with, and sailors and Marines, airmen, particular PTS. You know, the double-edged sword is if you come out and claim or say or get identified as that, there's this negative stigma that you can't function in society. And, of course, the first thing they're going to want to do is label you as having a mental illness, if you will, and want to take your weapons. And it's appalling because you want to help guys, but they know that's in the back of their pocket, and they've been trained to carry a weapon. They're very proficient in it. They're good at what they do. And now you tell them you can't do that anymore if you come out and admit this. And it's kind of our generation's kind of dealership or dealings with the same thing the Vietnam guys went through when they told them, hey, you know, just forget about what you did. Go back. Don't say anything. And that's their kind of nice way, or as I feel, that's kind of the nice way the VA is trying to play this catch-22. But if you come out and admit anything, then we're going to take your weapons and you can no longer function or be fit to defend your life, liberty, or property. And I don't know what the exact answer is of correctness on that, but I do know that we need to change it, and we need to change it fast. Because like I said, we have 22 veterans committing suicide every day. We've got the stigma that you come back, you're broken, you can't function. Well, let's stick to the story of all the positive things that soldiers come back and do time after time. That's way more than the negative stuff that you hear one offshoot of a veteran doing this or a veteran doing that. You know, I could give you 50 different examples of people that had never served that come back and do some pretty horrendous things. And we need to refocus, and we need to get our media to refocus more on the positive than just the minute amount of negative that goes on out there.
Jake, hang in there, my man. Appreciate your call very much, and God bless you. Stay in touch. Let us know any way we can help. And Rusty Ort, as Congressman Kramer referred to earlier, has gone through some of the same things. Purple Heart recipient who also serves on Congressman Kramer's Veterans Advisory Board. Maybe the two of you can link up and get some things figured out.
You know, Clinton raises an important point about the stigma, Scott, and the perverse incentive. And I've heard this a lot on the advisory board. We're trying to work with the VA on it. What you don't want to do, and what we do by these kinds of policies, is you do create a perverse incentive for people to not seek help. One of the bills that I'm very proud of, and I'm proud of it because it my neighbor from Minnesota, Tim Walz, introduced it. He's a Democrat from Minnesota. I say my neighbor because he's not only from Minnesota, his office is right next to mine. And I was so honored to go over to the White House. Yes, you heard me say it. Honored to go to the White House for the bill signing ceremony, because I co-sponsored the bill. And it's called the Clay Hunt Save Act that provides some tools and consolidates some resources to help people seek help when they're suffering from mental health challenges. We've got to remove that stigma, but if you punish them for their honesty, you punish them for seeking help, then they're not going to seek help, and it's a perverse incentive. So we definitely have to continue working on that.
Wade in Bismarck, another question on the Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Kramer today, as Medal of Honor recipient Sergeant Clint Romachet, retired, now living in North Dakota, which is a great story in and of itself. Wade, go ahead. You're next.
Yes, I've been concerned about an issue that I heard about recently that talks about the military and the NFL, and we'd like the congressman to do some checking on it if he could. And the issue has to do with these NFL teams that apparently got $4.5 million last few years to honor the military at their games, and that the government paid them these dollars. It's really sad.
It's quite disappointing, Wade. I agree. And what's that issue here? And you know, we'll notice around North Dakota, obviously there are military appreciation days at various functions, like high school games, for example. You might have noticed that our National Guard has a full set of men's basketball uniforms, full set of women's basketball uniforms, full set of football uniforms, maybe even a couple. And they go around and they'll have military appreciation days at a particular school, and the teams one of the, you know, the home team will wear that, you know, the camouflage football uniform, for example. This is a, that's a microcosm of this bigger issue with the NFL. And what they do is that's part of the marketing for recruitment. And they, so they pay the entity, the venue, and then the venue honors them. And so it, it's, but when you're talking about a business or an entity as large as the NFL, and you're talking about something as high profile as that, it seems to me that there should be ample opportunity for them to out of gratitude, them being the NFL and the teams, out of gratitude to do this very thing in honor of our military personnel, and frankly to assist them in highlighting the benefit of our military and help in the recruiting process rather than having to be paid to do it. So I completely agree with you. But that is really a decision that the military, whether it's National Guard or the recruiting offices, have made to spend marketing dollars in this venue. And by the way, it may be a very effective cost-benefit analysis. I don't know. That said, it still leaves a you know, poor taste when you think that the NFL teams are being paid for it.
Appreciate the call, Wade. Anything else you want to say?
No, I'm just disappointed that our government feels that that's what they have to do, and probably more shame on the NFL for thinking.
No kidding, requiring a payment.
Wade, I completely agree. I think that's well said.
Yeah. Appreciate the call, Wade. Thanks a lot. Listener wanted me to ask Clint. Folks may have forgotten this, but you were invited to be a guest of the First Ladies at the at a State of the Union address, which you politely declined. And Dan wants to know if that was a political statement or whether you had a conflict, or both.
honestly, it was, you know, when I first got invited to be with the First Lady at the State of the Union, it felt kind of a little politically grandstanding in a way. But I talked to some of my dear friends, and, you know, they'd let me know, and I'm fairly versed in the politics and the way our government worked, and the consensus more or less was, you know, I would be able to see something that not very many Americans get to see, and that's our Congress, our Senate, and our elected officials coming together under one roof to perpetuate this country. Unfortunately, the day of the State of the Union was also the day of my Pentagon ceremony, and because General Odierno had to testify in front of Congress for some budget things, they pushed that ceremony later in the day, and I had about a half hour between getting done with that and going over to the State of the Union address. And I'm a simple guy. As fancy and fun as that might have been, I would rather go drink beer and hang out with my boys for the last night there in D.C., and that's what I opted to do. And it wasn't, you know, a political statement per se by any means. I just like to drink beer and BS with my buddies.
A man after my own heart. I love it.
It's almost too good to be true, except that it really is true.
That's great. Now, are you you're living in Minot, working in the story that I heard originally was you came out here for a job in the energy sector. You still doing that, Clint?
Yeah, I made the transition out of the military. You know, I understood that North Dakota was a happening place because there's only really two ways to boost an economy, and that's with renewable resources, agriculture, farming, or, you know, drilling and mining. Everything stems from those two things, and with all the drilling going on up here, I opted to come up here for a chance at the American dream, to chance something new and to see what it was like. I'd never been. I got up here in the oil fields doing some safety work. Everything fit. You know, the state of North Dakota is an amazing place to raise kids. It's an amazing place for just still the spirit of individualism. We've got some great state leadership here that truly holds true to our Constitution and what we do as a state. I've currently kind of powered away from the oil fields in pursuit of some other things right now, but Minot is still my home base. And it's been a great transitioning coming up here because I've met some really awesome people.
That is cool.
One of the hardest things is meeting new friends that aren't in the military. And I met two really good buddies, Austin and Tyler, and hooked up with them. And even though they'd never served, that camaraderie and the values and mentality that they had was right in line with what I had experienced in 12 years of service.
That's awesome. Glad to hear it. God bless you. Thank you for your service. We'll have you back sometime soon. We'll let you go now. Finish up with Congressman Kramer next on the program. Don't go away.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
With planting season upon us, the North Dakota Soybean Council reminds farmers to exercise good farm safety practices. Conduct routine maintenance and repairs on equipment before heading into the fields. Make sure lights and turn signals work properly and slow-moving vehicle emblems are visible. Turn off machinery before exiting or attempting to work on or around the equipment. Avoid baggy clothing that can become entangled in machinery. Use caution around flowing grain. Adults can become entrapped in seconds. Get adequate sleep and don't take shortcuts when working around grain and machinery. The North Dakota Soybean Council wishes everyone a safe and profitable planting season.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own 2 feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Ensure the structures on your farm are solid with Prairie Post Frame. They use the heaviest metal, the strongest posts, and superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. In farm business, you need to make smart decisions. So make the profitable choice with Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Visit prairiepostframe.ca.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Back at the Fargo Dome, Food Service of America Food Expo is happening here. We're broadcasting live from the Cloverdale Big Flavor Wagon today at the Fargo Dome and just having a blast. There are sampling, you can't even imagine. The Philly cheesesteaks are next to me here, and you know, the bacon and the slab bacon, I might add. Yeah, and the bacon and zesty sausage and zesty links. And anybody who buys or sells food, certainly welcome here today. And we're having a great time tagging along with our friends from Cloverdale who are celebrating 100 years in Amanda. All right, we're chatting with Congressman Kevin Cramer, the final segment of the Talk Radio Town Hall for today. And let's see who's been waiting the longest here. Dan in Turtle Lake, your question for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Congressman and Scott. And I'd like to say thank you to the sergeant for his service. He is a true American hero, one Army veteran to another.
Amen.
Congressman, the main thing I think you could do to help the veterans on the VA is get the democratically controlled union out of the VA. There's no place for unions in our government.
Yep. No, I think you're right on point there. We have, we've given the new VA administrator additional tools for removing sort of middle management and upper management. The union squawked about that. He has gotten rid of a few people, but he seems to be reluctant to. And this is a guy that came out of the private sector. He was, of course, you know, a CEO of a large company. And we'd like to be able to spread that even further. And I've been co-sponsoring a couple of bills now that that provide more authority to the administrator and administrators to get rid of people that aren't that aren't doing the job. And there's a whole bunch of them, and I think you've hit the nail on the head in that. And it's not so much in North Dakota. We have a good VA in Fargo. They do a great job. There's a good work ethic. They care about our veterans. But I hear horror stories around the country. I've talked to members of Congress who, when they go to their VA hospital to meet with officials, union members sit in the office with them. And when the administrators answer questions, they look at the union official before they answer the question of the member of Congress. Now, that is pathetic, and it is a major part of the problem. There's no question about it.
Dan, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch.
Dan. Thanks for your service.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for your service. Let's see here. Roll the shorter of the two calls that we have there, and I think I can paraphrase the other one, Todd, if you don't mind.
Good morning. This is Dave South of Dickinson. I'm a Vietnam veteran, and my comment is, what part of infringe on the right to people to bear arms do they not understand? Nobody has the right to take that away. Thank you. Have a great day.
It is guaranteed in the Constitution. There's no question about it. There's no out clause that I've ever seen. So I think you're right.
We had a caller yesterday, the day before, said specifically, I think the criticism was directed at Speaker Boehner, but Republicans in general have done nothing to stop the president. Was the term nothing? Specifically, I asked for some examples. They said on immigration and Obamacare. Wanted to give you a chance to respond to that.
Well, first of all, on immigration, we did. We did solve them, and as did the court, by the way. We're suing them in addition, so that there's, it's just not true. And, on the immigration and the amnesty overreach, the Republicans have introduced legislation. We passed legislation in the House, but we can't get it, past everybody, obviously, including in the Senate, especially in the Senate, to absolutely defund his action. But that said, the three co-equal branches of government have actually worked in that regard, and that his overreach on amnesty has been stopped by a federal court. So, the constitutional referees in this case have so far, that's been successful. On Obamacare, my gosh, we've voted to repeal it multiple times. I've been given credit for it for over 50 times. I haven't been in Congress long enough to do that, but we just did it as recently as a couple of weeks ago when we passed the Republican budget in both the House and the Senate that absolutely repeals Obamacare. It's as part of the budget. It is now the budget reconciliation for the next 10 years.
Had another call concerned about the trade deals that are floating around, TPP, fast-track legislation, and others. A lot of skepticism about why would you give Obama fast-track legislation, why would you do TPP. And one specific question on that related to country of origin labeling, which ties to another question that came from Dale, who said, please ask Congressman Cramer if he'll fight for country of origin labeling. I want to know where my meat comes from. I don't care what any other country thinks. It is not discriminatory to know your neighbor raised your food instead of some foreign country.
Well, with regard to country of origin labeling, first of all, the WTO, the World Trade Organization, which we are a member of and get tremendous benefit out of being a member of, I might add, has ruled now four times that our country of origin labeling laws are illegal in the world court. So there's nothing that prohibits anybody from labeling their meat. But one thing is that there was just a report out by USDA a couple of weeks ago, maybe a week ago even. They did a thorough report as part of the farm bill that we just passed last year. Found out that there was, in fact, country of origin labeling, in fact, had no negative economic impact. So it's going to be a hard thing to do. If we're out of compliance with WTO, that means that unless we're going to eat all of our meat that's raised in the United States, there'll be no markets available to them. So we've got a dilemma on our hands with regard to country of origin labeling. With regard to TPA, the TPA actually does just the opposite. The Trade Promotion Authority gives Congress oversight in addition to a trade deal being done. We put our parameters around what the president can negotiate, and then after the president negotiates a deal, it comes back to Congress for an up or down vote. So actually, TPA puts more of the control in Congress's hands and less in the president's. But without it, of course, he has nothing to negotiate with.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you, sir. Great day today.
It was great, and thanks to Clint, Roma Shea, and love to Tammy and the family.
Absolutely, that was neat. Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall, 1 hour every week, only here on What's On Your Mind. God bless you, folks.
Do you drink coffee? Do you want to lose weight? Well, do we have a treat for you? A great combination. An all-new, all-natural, slim roast weight loss coffee. It will help you lose weight and feel great drinking just 2 cups a day. This dark Italian slim roast weight loss coffee is loaded with some of the best all-natural ingredients to help you lose weight and feel great. The slim roast coffee has people buzzing all over the country. The testimonials are incredible. Did you know coffee is the second most desired beverage in the world next to water? And the second largest traded commodity in the world next to oil. If you'd like to try a free sample of this amazing, great-tasting product, call this telephone number, 877-383-6054, 877-383-6054, and leave your name and mailing address for a free sample. You can also go to slimroast.com to find out more and order a box of 24 sticks. Slimroast.com or call 877-383-6054.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience
It's your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305. 5305.